Welcome into the Phillies in 5 podcast. It is Thursday, April 21st, 2022. I'm your host, Kretzky. We finally got a traditional Coors Field slugfest on getaway day as the Phillies bashed 4 home runs on their way to a 9-6 victory. Ring the bell. Kyle Schwarber hit a mammoth blast into the third deck of Coors Field, 110 mile per hour off the bat to tie the game up at 4 in the 6th inning. He was joined in the homer club by Nick Castellanos and Alec Bohm, who both homered in a 3-run 4th. But Johan Camargo came through as the biggest offensive star of the day, racking up 4 hits with 3 RBI and his first homer of the season, part of a 5-run 7th inning for the Phillies that would buoy them to victory. Let's recap the game. Zach Eflin got the start, gave up 2 runs in the first, settled in a bit before giving up 2 more in the 5th. Overall, he went 5 2/3 inning with 5 strikeouts, no walks, allowing 4 runs and 9 hits on the day. Eflin kept the Phillies in the game, and that's really what they need from him. Yoris Familia allowed another couple of runs, but otherwise, the Phillies bullpen got the job done. A clean 8th from Jose Alvarado, a 1-2-3 ninth from Corey Knebel for his second save of the year. It was nice to see Knebel get into another high leverage situation. It's been a couple of days. Alec Bohm, another nice game, going 2-for-4 the dish. He had a homer, a sac fly. He also notably followed up the long ball with a very nice barehanded play on a soft roller in the field. He made a strong and accurate throw to first base. Who is this guy? And on the Rockies side of things, Herman Marquez allowed 4 runs through 6 innings. CJ Cron continues to just mash, knocking 2 hits, including a double. Hopefully Cron cools off a bit before the Rockies roll into Citizens Bank Park early next week. We'll see them again on Monday as they come to Philadelphia. But first, let's take a quick look around the NL East. The Nats got blasted 11-2 by the Diamondbacks. The Mets fell 5-2 to San Francisco. The Braves dropped one to the Dodgers behind a Freddie Freeman home run. How ironic. And the Marlins were shut out by St. Louis to 2-0. That's everybody in the NL East losing. The Phillies winning. We gain a game on everybody. The Phillies are now 5-8. Everybody in the division looking up at the 9-4 Mets. Our key question of the day. With Alec Bohm coming on and Johan Camargo impressing both with his glove and at the dish, is there a role for Bryson Stott on this Phillies roster? I'll remind you out there that rosters right now are expanded for the month of April. There's 2 extra slots. They are at 28 right now. It'll drop down to 26. Starting to wonder if this is a situation where Stott benefits from every day at bats getting sent down once the bench space becomes more limited. He's got another couple of days, about a week, to prove himself, prove he belongs on the major league roster. We'll have to see what happens. All right, up next. A much needed day off for the Phillies on Thursday before they begin a three game home set against the Milwaukee Brewers. Ranger Suarez on Friday versus Freddy Peralta. Saturday, we have Zach Wheeler against Adrian Hauser. And Sunday, Aaron Nola is lined up against Eric Lauer. So the Phillies end up missing Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns, both who threw well this week. A very nice break for the Phillies, who could use a break right now, get some wins going. The Brewers offense features a familiar face in Andrew McCutchen. Christian Yelich is rounding back into form. And they got some pop in Hunter Renfroe and Rowdy Tellez, but have thus far been a below average offense with just an 81 WRC plus throughout the season. It should be a fun series at the bank. Our final thoughts of the day. It's early, but this Phillies rough start has dropped their projected playoff chances from winning the NL East from 61% preseason down to now 38%, according to Fangraphs.com. These early games still count. It's a nice time to string together a couple of wins, and there's no better time to start than this weekend. The weather in Philly should be great this weekend. So at Citizens Bank Park, it looks like it'll be beautiful. Let's fill up the stands and get down there to support the home team. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Go Phillies. Thanks for joining us in Phillies in 5. Let's ring that bell one more time, and we'll see you later.